never lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
good morning, good morning. How many of you, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How many of you can honestly say that you would have made it where you are today without God? That song right there is a beautiful song to minister to you, to minister to your spirit, and it says so much. It is so profound. It has so much power in it. It's basically just saying that I never would have made it. I never would have been where I'm at today without God, letting God know that I need you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just had to bring that in there because it just ministers. If you, God talks to us in so many different ways. And that song this morning, that songwriter said a mouthful, a mountain full. I say good morning to everybody all over this land. We thank you again for tuning in, for coming to the table. There's our executive meeting, sitting at the table in the presence of the Lord, his Holy Spirit, to allow him to feed you where you'll never be hungry and to provide you with drink where you would never thirst anymore. The living waters of Christ. We just thank you on this morning for making God your first priority. As we start our day, as we command our day, as we make declarations throughout our day, as we encourage ourselves throughout the day, as we prophesy over ourselves throughout the day. And this is, there is no better place that you can be. If you're in the 12 o'clock hour right now, the 1 o'clock hour right now, because you're in a time zone, you may be an hour behind us. But guess what? We're all in God's presence because he's everywhere. As long as you have him embedded in your heart, just know we're all in the same time frame right now and a place that you should and want to be, and that's in his presence. So again, we just thank you. We just praise God that he is worthy to be praised. We praise God that he made another day for us to be in it and to rejoice and to be glad in it. We just thank him on this Friday morning. We've made it 5 days straight. We've made it. You've made it. I've made it. And we just thank God that he is right here with us. Good morning, Minister Chiquita. Could you bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist. And once again, good morning, saints. And thank you for tuning in with us at our executive meeting with Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Thank you again, Lord God, for tuning in with us, God, and tuning in at the present of the table. Your presence is an ominous feeling, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Dear God, I pray that you bless me for happiness and peace in my life, God. Lead me away from the hate and anger towards love, from reckless mind, oh God. Give me peace and lead me from a fear of death to eternal life, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, when I suffer this spell, God, lack of confidence, oh God, lead me to hope faith and trust, oh God. Lead me away from this honest and deceit towards eternal truth, oh God. Allow me peace, Lord, tranquility to fill my heart, oh God, my mind, my life, and my world, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God. Good God, oh Lord, just Lord, oh Lord. You are my hope when times are tough, oh God. When I encounter heavy burdens, oh God, you lift me up and you give me a reason to hope for the future, oh God. Through you, God, my hope, my heart becomes filled with joy, oh God. I have faith, God, that everything that happens is a part of your plan, oh God. When I struggle under your burden, oh God, when I struggle under my burden, oh God, I know that you are there to support me and God and guide me through that. Everything that happens, God, oh God, oh God, no matter what happens during this day, oh God, I know that the everlasting joy will await me, oh God. When we struggle, God, and face obstacles, oh God, we feel happy. May we be filled with happiness, knowing that you are doing your bidding, oh God, that we are doing your bidding, oh God. Bless me, God, and help me to grow in your knowledge, oh God. Fill me up in your name, oh God. To God, oh God, oh God. Please help me to find rest and happiness within your plan, oh God. Make my lips smile longer as I think of moving to amazing sunset lit places, oh God. Let me awaken each morning, oh God, hoping for everything that the world has to offer, oh God. Help me to know, God, so that I can discover peace, prosperity, and happiness in our life, oh God. God, God, Jesus Christ, God. God, God, guide me, God, to find joy each day and appreciate the beauty of your creation, God. Teach me, God, to know, to touch each soul that I meet, God, and to be thankful for every person that's in my life, oh God. Teach me how to see happy life, to see a happy life, God, and in all in its infinite varieties, God. Help me, God. Please, God. Please, God, help me to find happiness in every moment. As we go through each day, oh God, we pray. I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is in your name. Hey, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We do thank you, Father God. We thank you for correction, Father God. We thank you for obedience, Father God. We thank you for trust. We thank you for love. We just thank you for all things, Father God, because we do realize, Lord, without you, we are nobody. We are nothing, Father. You are our very existence, and we thank you on that. And we thank you, Father, for that. Thank you, Minister Shakita, for that prayer. Today I would love for us to speak about the Holy Spirit. And I just want to ask, a question, just have like this, and I know you're not going to be able to talk back to me, but I want you to think about this. Have you ever been in a place where you just been so frustrated in everything that you've done or everything that you're doing, you feel like it's just not going to work, so you feel like that you got to try extra hard or you got to force different things to go through. Your determination just has to be, you know, a little bit harder. Everything, you just got to go a little harder. I got to get this. I just got to go a little harder. And no matter how hard you go, no matter what you do, it seems like nothing changes. It seems like everything just stays the same. No matter how much what you say, anything that you try to do, all the efforts that you put in, things are not good enough. I want to just sit and say to you all, as I just stated, that the word in the word, God refers to us as believers. And one thing that we need to do, and one of the reasons that those things that I just spoke about, we have a problem with doing it, is because, for one, I said I. You're just doing, you're forcing, you're determined to do this, you're determined to do that. And we need to be believers in God. We need to be in a place where we're trusting God. But one thing about God, he becomes the head of our lives, and we talk about it all the time. It is so important that you believe, because that's one of our primary duties. is to believe God. So when we have certain situations going on, if our belief is, if we are believing him, if we are, and I don't want to, I'm not saying B-E-L-I-E-F, because people believe change. They waver. You can one day be a Christian and the next day you can be a Muslim, or you can be a Ifa, you can be a Buddhism. I'm talking about the word belief. Believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E. And that's our, one of our primary duties is to be in a place where we're believing God. And we believe in ourselves and think that we can do everything. We get into a place where it's I, and we totally leave God out of the situation. And that makes us, when we get into the place where we believe that we are doing everything, then instead of us being believers, we turn in our own mind that I must be an achiever. Instead of trusting God to do this or trusting God to do that, it's self. I want to be self-recognized so I can be known as being an achiever. And that's all well and fine. That is all well and fine that you want to achieve things, but it's a process. And we're going to keep talking about that process, because the process is, and I thank God for my notes. I'm telling people that it is so, and it is imperative. When you get into a church home and you have a leader that does not just get up there and preach or get into a place where they don't mind breaking things down for you, because, see, you never know when those notes are going to come back, or you never know when God is going to pull those notes back to you. And I'm just the type of person, when it comes back to me, I don't mind sharing it. And that's what the believing God is just so profound. It's something that we have to do. But I want I'm getting to the point that I'm coming out of the book of Zechariah, where the word of God says to us, what we need to do is to accomplish in our lives and circumstances is not going to happen with our might. It's not going to happen with our power. It's not going to happen that way. It is designed for it to be by his spirit. And when I sit and say his spirit, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. See, we get into a place, a lot of people do not recognize when they say the spirit, they just feel like it's just any old thing. But the Holy Spirit is your lead. It is your guide. It is your direction. It is everything that you need to be a whole connected to. It is that vine that you need to be connected to, because once you get disconnected, then you're in a place where you're strictly leaning on your own understanding. You're trusting in yourself. You're leaning on your own understanding, and you no longer are in allowing the Spirit to lead you. And I want to read what the scripture says in Zechariah 4:6. It says, "Then he said to me, this is what the Lord says to Zerubbabel, it is not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's armies." The men of God were in a place where they were getting ready to rebuild something, to build something back up. And what this scripture is sitting and saying is, you don't have to force it. You don't have to go in there and be overzealous. You don't have to go in there and use all this extra power. You don't have to go in there and use all this extra strength. All you need to do is allow my spirit to lead you and to guide you. And one thing about it, when you look into the fruits of the spirit, it's nothing but kindness. It's nothing. Everything is gentle about it. You're talking about joy, peace, your love, loving kindness, all of those different things. So what that tells me is that the Holy Spirit is a gentle spirit. A gentle spirit that uses wisdom. A gentle spirit that has discernment. A gentle spirit that knows that I don't have to go over and I don't have to do all of these things. And this is where you and I need to be, because we realize that the Holy Spirit has everything for us. Everything that you could possibly need to accomplish what you want in life, to be prosperous, to be successful, to be whatever. The scripture is telling you, you don't have to apply all of these different things. It's telling you that these things, the writer, the author of this scripture that God was speaking to, that an angel was speaking to him, said you don't have to force anything. You don't have to overdo everything. You don't have to get into a web of confusion. You don't have to sit and fight to get this or just keep knocking your head. Okay, I'm trying to get this right, but I cannot get this right. You know, and you cannot get it right because you have not invited the Holy Spirit to take over the situation. This is why you see so many people that have totally surrendered their lives. This is why, and they are depending on the Holy Spirit to lead them and to guide them. This is why you are able to see them in a prosperous place. And then we sit back and we do a comparison, or we sit and say, well, or why can't we do this? Because we're doing this or we're doing that. The question is, are you trying to do it? Are you trying to do everything on your own, by your own power, by your own strength, or have you surrendered to the Holy Spirit and eloquently have told the Spirit that it's nothing that I can do about this situation? I'm totally trusting you. I'm totally getting to the place where I want you to be my guide. And see, this is something that we have been taught so many times, and I have to share this testimony because me and my husband was talking last night, and he brought up the apostle. And he said, he always tell me, he said that he is such a good man. He said, one thing about it, you know that he is so filled with the Spirit of God because he always wants other people to be in a place where they prosper. He always wants other people to do good. So I asked him the question, and this is how I got to the scripture. I asked him, I said, what do you think? Why do you think he's that way? Why do you think? He said, one, he's a true man of God, and two, he does not lean on his own understanding. He allows the Spirit to work in him, and not work in him, but work for him. And this is when I went and I prayed to God, and it just came, that scripture came to my mind. And I said, you know what, let me talk about it, because see, this is where I'm going to talk about it, but see, this is where you and I need to be about it. We need to be in a place where not today we sit and say that the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us, but then when an obstacle come our way, we feel like that we just have to push the Holy Spirit to the side and start doing things on our way. But that is not why Jesus died on that cross and left us a comforter. Just as he was here with his disciples and was teaching them and leading them and guiding them and teaching them kingdom principles and teaching them kingdom business and teaching them how they were to live, how they were to pray, how they were to love their enemies, teaching them what their characteristics was, teaching them that they are to turn the other cheek, teaching them that they are to feed their enemies if they are hungry. This is what the Holy Spirit, he left the comforter to continue on with that same teaching, with that same, he left his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, call it by name, the Holy Spirit, to be our guide, to be our leader, to be the person that in the time of trouble we go to, we run to him, we lay everything at the table, we sit and we confess that we don't know what we're doing. We confess that we need your guidance. We confess that we need your directions. We confess that we need, Father, I'm not in a place where I'm fully trusting you. Can you please teach me? That's when that Holy Spirit comes in and everything starts clicking. But the problem is, saints, believers, is that we get into things ourselves because we want things to move a little bit faster, or we tired of waiting, or we tired of doing this, or we tired of doing that. But one thing about it, when God is ready for us to move, he's going to move us. But we ourselves have to show him that we trust him as he trusts us. Because when you make that next move, it's a move, you're moving because God has identified that you are in a place where he can trust you. God has identified that you are in a place that you're not totally dependent on self anymore, but you have invited the Holy Spirit in to take a place that you have been occupying all of your grown life, maybe in your childhood. When we get to the place, and that comes by renewing the mind, that comes by you studying the Word of God, that comes by you entering in an intimate relationship with God, and then you start applying the principles that he has, that the Holy Spirit has given us, into your life. As everything, it's a process. My question that I keep asking, because I had to ask myself, do I continue on with the process, or when I come up to a hard situation, I abort the process? Because I sit and say, no matter what I do, how I do it, it's not going to work anyway. I might as well not do it. God may have given you an assignment as he did Zerubbabel. An assignment was given. You may come up to a place where it's just so hard, so much confusion, so much conflict. But then you throw in the towel, you walk away. I see so many people, even in my family, to have something going on, but because they don't want to trust in the Lord, or they don't want to believe that they are leaning on their own understanding, or they are the problem, because the problem in mostly every situation is self. As Apostle Temple so eloquently says all the time, we always blame the devil for stuff, but it always comes back to self. This is why 3 years ago he started speaking of that mirror effect so much. And we get into a place where we sit and say, oh, I love you, Lord. I need you, Lord. You are my God. You are my helper. You are my Jehovah Jireh. You are my everything. You are, I am. But when a situation come up, he's none of those. You start looking around and sitting and saying, where are you, God? Where are you? The problem is God is going to always be there. He just needs you to do your job and believe in him. That's what God needs you to do. He needs you to truly be a believer. And Zechariah was truly a believer. The other prophets that was in with Zerubbabel, I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, was right there as a support system to help him get through it. But the word of God let him know, you're not going to have to do all what you think that you're going to have to do. I don't want you to go in there. I want you to get frustrated. I don't want you to get into a place where you just get so aggravated. Because they're possibly, and this is God talking to us on today, there possibly may be some trying times. There possibly may be some times where you know things are complicated. There possibly may be an answer that you don't know. But instead of you sitting and continuing to move on and you act in an area of confusion, an area of frustration, an area where you just really don't know, you have a comforter to turn to. There's nothing too small that you can ask God, the Holy Spirit. There's nothing too, as people say, dumb or crazy that you can ask the Holy Spirit. My sons pick at me all the time because they say, Ma, you ask the Holy Spirit the most silliest thing to them in their mind because they're not where I'm at. They don't realize that that's who I am connected to. They don't realize that's where my help in the times of trouble. They don't realize that in the times of distress, that's the person that comes and delivers me, that comes and bring me out of that's not, they don't realize the person when I was in darkness that stayed with me through the test to help me come into lightness, to turn for that light. And so now my fire cannot be diminished. My fire is going to continue to burn because I was able to tap into something that's so great. But not only did I tap on it, I believed in it. I believe that I don't have to do all of these extra things. I believe that I can sit and just put the things before me. And trust me, it's not easy. It's not, but the problem is I refuse to not continue. I fall short daily, but I pick myself up. I ask for the corrections. I don't care if the corrections, 9 times out of 10, is going to come from somebody that God has placed in your life that you trust, because they trust God, because their actions have told you that this is the person or people that you can trust, and you receive what's there. But not only do you receive, you believe if there's a corrective action plan. You believe if there's where the rod has to come down on you. You believe if it might be encouraging words. But just know it's coming from the Holy Spirit. And people get angry. You know why? Because they really and truly don't understand. They don't understand that God has already put the master plan for us together. God has already mapped things out for us. He has already, the word of God say he knew us when we were in our mother's womb. He predicted, he ordered our footsteps. He has already done that. We just have to be in a place to believe. And I sit and ask all of you on today to be honest with yourself and ask yourself how many times throughout the day that something occurs and you just go overboard. Your whole attitude instantly changed because you feel like that you're overwhelmed or you're so frustrated or whatever. So when you were feeling happy one moment, something or somebody or something came and took you out of that happy place because now you feel like that you've been defeated. And you are being defeated. You're being defeated. You are being defeated when you allow something in some place. And I was talking to my employer and I told her, I said, this is a season that I'm not going to allow anybody to disturb my peace. That peace is one of the gifts. One of the gifts that God gave me, one of the gifts that I had to fight so hard to get, one of the gifts that I beat myself up with day in and day out, just looking at, from 2007 up until now, my mother always tell me peace, just rest in the peace, and if you get into the place, see, self was in the place. Self knew everything. Self would sit and say, oh, I have that peace. But then soon as something comes up or a trigger comes up, that peace is disrupted. And see, and hear what the scripture is telling Zerubbabel, when you get to the point, and I'm paraphrasing, to the point where your peace is disrupted, when it gets to the point where anger starts to take over you, when you get to the point where that web of confusion starts coming, just know that I have all of the fruits of the Spirit. I possess, this is the Holy Spirit possesses all of the fruits of the Spirit. So you don't have to sit and you don't have to worry about it, because I have the one that I need for you to marinate in order for you to get your assignment done. All you need to do is trust me and believe that I'm going to do the right thing. And that's why I love this Spirit, and I love the conversation that I had with my husband, because it wasn't that I didn't know. It's just a beautiful thing when somebody else that you feel has a hard head or shows so much strength, so much extra strength or whatnot. It's a beautiful thing to hear the humbling words, and that's another one of God's fruits of the Spirit. When you can hear the humbleness when they come out and they speak the truth. And I just put this bit, had to look at the phone with a bit Kool-Aid smile, and I said, thank you, you just gave me my word for tomorrow. It's not by my might, it's not by God, by my power, but it's by God's Spirit that things get done in your life, in my life. It's about you sitting and you making a conscious decision that I am. Truly make that decision. I'm going to die to self. I'm going to die to self. I am going to make a change, because God has given me, he has equipped me with somebody who loves me, somebody who protects me, somebody who leads me, somebody who guides me. And not only that, he has given me a support system to make sure that everything, that these people, that they're going to continue to pray for me, they're going to continue to lead me and guide me as God is instructing them. And Zerubbabel, he had a support system. He had a support system during the times of his situation. He had other people. He had Zechariah with him to be there to help him. He had it. And that's why God, that's why it was so profound for him to be able, through his times of trouble, through whatever was going to come up against him, to know that he, in the times that he was going through something, he had somebody to have his back. And this is how the Holy Spirit works. We just don't tap into the Holy Spirit. We don't get into a place where we try to understand what God really has intended for our life. We don't see the beauty and the love that God has for us. On every corner, there's an answer. On every street, every hard time, every road of affliction, every road of confusion, every road, the answers are right there with you. It is the Holy Spirit. It's there. When the Word of God says that I would never leave you nor forsake you, have you ever sat and thought about what is God saying to me? What is God saying to me? He's saying that I've given you the Comforter. I first came down in human form, and I taught, I left some principles on the table. I left some things on the table. But because I knew that a change had to take place, because I knew that my plan was such so much greater, I left you with a Comforter. See, I didn't leave you. I continued to bless you. I continue to feed you. I continue to speak to you. I continue to lead you down the road of righteousness, because it's by my Spirit. My Spirit is the answer. God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the answer. And how do you get to where you are in tune with the Spirit? You start meditating on the Word of God. You start fasting. start consecrating yourself. You move yourself out of a chaotic state. But most of all, you trust him. You believe him and you receive him. And once that, all of those different things, the knowing comes in. The knowing comes in, and then you get into a place of comfortability. You when God knocking on that door, because the scripture says that Jesus is on the other side of the door knocking, all you got to do is open the door and go in. You're going, you're walking into the whole, you answered the invitation, or whatever you put the invitation, God is there knocking. All you got to do is open the door and walk into it. It is imperative that you and I learn what the learn the duties, learn just exactly what the Holy Spirit is. All you have to do is trust and believe, and that's your job. Your job is to believe when you are going through a difficult time. Your job is to believe and receive and know again that God will do what he says that he's going to do. It's not by your strength, it's not by your power, but it is by God's Holy Spirit, which leads us and takes us into another place, that takes you in a place where you can rest in the midst of your storm, that takes you in a place where you are protected during the time of your fiery trial, that takes you in a place where you land on your bed of affliction, that still keep you going, still keep you in your right mind, still kept let you know. Just say hallelujah. Just say thank you, Jesus. Just say I need you, Father. Help me. I am not, let me tell you all something. It's not begging, but I am not to the point where I will not sit and say, God, breathe for me. Breathe for me. I need you to breathe. I'm asking him for two different things. Sometimes I just need natural breath. And then the other times I just want a fresh anointing. Father, breathe on me today. I want a fresh anointing. I feel stale today, Father God. I want a freshness, Father God. I want a fresh anointing, Lord Jesus. I want to see you in a different light. I'm not saying I want to see Evangelist Nita in a different light. I'm clearly stating that I want to see God in a different light. I want a newness. Father, I need you, but I want to grow. I want my spiritual life to grow. I want my natural life to grow. See, that's the thing. We have to know that we got, that the spiritual and the natural sometimes parallel. In order for you to grow in the spirit, you have to get rid of those old, ugly, natural things that's hindering you, that's keeping you down, that's keeping you from surrendering to God, that's keeping you from making Jesus your lordship, the head of your life, that's keeping you from studying the word of God, that's keeping you from praying and fasting and praising his name and worshiping him, that's keeping you from just having a simple conversation with him, communing through the day, that's keeping you from singing to him, just letting him know how much you adore him, how much you need him, how much you just adore being in his presence, thanking him for allowing you to be in his presence. And this is where you and I need to understand that it is truly time to die to self. I don't care how much you got. I don't care how big you think you are. But I trust I will sit and tell you, if you are a true man and woman of God, I will sit and say, pat yourself on the back, because God, those you have recognized that God is the one. It wasn't your might, it wasn't by your strength, but it was by the Holy Spirit. If you are one that's riding around in all this luxury and doing all these different things and whatever, and God ain't nowhere in it, and you not trying to change your ways, and you still out here, I want to sit and tell you that Satan gives gifts too. The only difference is they temporary. You speaking to the choir right now. You can sit and knowingly do everything evangelists need away and know that God is one day, that one day, that one day things may get stripped from you, that one day when you sit and say, Lord, change me, I will do what you want me to do. I will go where you want me to go. You better be in a place where you're ready to be stripped, because you are going to be stripped. The beauty of it is that you realize that you are no longer in charge of yourself, that God has fully over your mind, your heart, your spirit, and you are now walking in the light of God. And you are now being led by God. And when you make mistakes, you able to confess that you made a mistake. When you may have hurt somebody's feelings, you are able to go back and say, please forgive me. Even if you may have thought that you was wronged, because now you are allowing his spirit. It has nothing to do with you. And we as humans, we have a very hard time understanding that. But I sit and say to you on today, when you sit and say, God, enough is enough. I need you. I truly need you. Not that need today. I need you in some. And then when things get better, I no longer see you anymore. That's not what I'm sitting and telling you. I'm sitting and telling you to invite the Holy Spirit in your life and allow that spirit to stay in your life from today and forevermore. Because that is what's going to take you to a place of success, that's going to take you to a place of prosperity, that's going to take you to that land of milk and honey. And not only that, your actions, the way that you start living, the way that you start talking, the way that you start acting, if you have children, and not just children, everybody that's surrounded around you, everybody that you come in contact with, they will sit and see you in a different light. And the respect level goes to a whole nother level because, see, they identify that person right there is being led by the Holy Spirit. And this is what I decree and declare today, that when we get into times of trouble, when we get into a web of confusion, when we get into a place where we feel like we just can't do it no more and we got to change something, I declare and decree on today that you will make a conscious decision to call on the Holy Spirit and sit and say, I need you, I'm failing. I need you, I'm slipping. I need you, I can't breathe. I need you because I'm not doing the things that I supposed to do. I need your rod of correction. Not only do I need your rod of correction, I need your unfailing love. I need to feel the presence of your love. I need that peace because right now everything is all over the place. I need your joy because I'm feeling a little bit depressed. I'm feeling like everything just going all over everywhere. I need you, Father God. I need your happiness, Lord Jesus, because every time I try to do something that don't work, I start feeling sad. Lord Jesus, help me. This is what we need to be saying. This is when we're beckoning. We're calling on the Holy Spirit to be our guide, to be our lead, but we're doing it in all humility, without any shame. Not worrying about what the next person is going to sit and say, but you are sitting and identifying that that's a need that you need from now and forevermore. When you make a conscious decision that you truly, that it's not by your might, it's not by your strength, I don't care how hard you do it, I don't care if you go and do 150 push-ups before you start getting into a situation and feel like you can push that situation, it's as simple as this. If you're writing a proposal, you put your pen down, you sit and say, Father, this is my heart's desire. This is where I want to be. This is my plan right now. But right now, I'm running into some bumps in the road. I'm getting frustrated. I'm getting aggravated. I don't know the wording to say. I'm reading stuff and I'm getting confused. He said, not by your might, not by your strength, but by the Spirit. Put that pen down. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you. But first of all, get yourself into a place where you are in tune with the Holy Spirit. As I said before I started, and I'm going to leave on the same note, it's not what you choose to do. It's when you truly recognize that you never would have made it without God, without God's Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you. You're never going to successfully, you may temporarily move forward, but if you're not depending on God, if God is not the head of your life, if Jesus is not the head of your life, if you're not exercising the fruits of the Spirit in your life and asking of the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, it's temporary. And I'm not talking because somebody told me. I'm not talking because I'm speaking somebody else's life. I'm talking because I'm speaking my own life. You can be up and think you on top of the world and doing everything. Nobody can tell you nothing. You got it. It's this, it's that. No, we're going to do it this way. We're going to do it that way. But then when it all falls down, the beauty of it, when you are in a place where you are able to make a conscious decision that you want Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to be your guide, God will gracefully remold you, refine you, put you in a place of display, and then sit and say, when it's your time, when it's your season, for him, for his gift, his manifestation to come through. Stop being stagnated. Stop being hard-headed. Stop being into a place where you do not. You're closing your eyes, you're closing your ears, and you're not recognizing what God is doing for you. God, we are in a place right now, if you cannot see the movement in the hand of God, then I'm sorry. You must have fallen on a reprobated mind, because God is moving. He is doing things. Prophetics are coming forth. He is moving even through the storm. It's nothing that you have to do. What I do is, in situations, I pray, I fast. I commune with him every single day. It's a lot of people. It's not about me anymore. It's not about me. As much as I would love for things to be about me, because that's how I grew up, I used to sit and say, Shanitha, isn't the name enough? This is how my mindset was. I had it going on. But see, when I decided to tell God, I will do what you want me to do, go where you want me to go, and do the things that you want me to do, and that's where he allowed to take place, a change came over me, and I was able to see exactly who God was. There was some stumbling blocks. I got chosen for evangelist elect a year and a half, two years ago. I just got promoted December 27th, 2020, got chosen 2018. That's because I continued to do things my way. I continued to put myself in harm's way. I continued to put myself in webs of confusion. I continued to use extra strength to do this. I was determined to do this. I was determined to do that. But when I, through my teachings and me receiving the teachings, me believing the teachers, my trust level grew, my faith level grew, my determination turned into commitment. It turned into loyalty. It turned into faithfulness. And now I'm here today, January the 15th, 2021, to let you know, to let go and let God, let the Holy Spirit lead you in every aspect of your life. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Holy Spirit. And that's Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. understand, believers, what the word of God is saying to you on today, and get into a place where you make a conscious decision that I will trust the Lord with everything that I got, every single thing that I got, every word that comes out of my mouth, will I will make sure that it is acceptable to the Lord, because I don't want to place myself in self-condemnation, because I'm trying, I'm working really hard to get out of self, to move self out of the way. I want to walk into my newness. I want the Holy Spirit to be my leader, to be my guide, to give me instructions, to be there in every situation. But all you have to do is ask. Like the Apostle Temple, another thing he says so eloquently, the Holy Spirit not going to force his way into your life, and is definitely not going to come and occupy in a dwelling that somebody else is not going to share. He's not going to share. I'm not saying it. He is not going to share something that he has dominion over, power over, superior to. So I charge each and every last one of you on today to do a reexamination, to sit and write things down that's a hindrance to you. Write things down that you feel that's overtaking you. But start with self. Don't go out of self, because I guarantee you the majority of the things, if you make 1, 2, or 3 lists and you go back and do the comparison, it's going to come back to you. We just like to blame others because we don't like to identify self. But the word of God is letting you know you don't have to do all of that extra. All you need to do is do things by his Spirit. Lay down, rest. All you have to do is believe, trust, believe, and receive. We thank you for coming on today. We thank you for choosing us as your the place that God is feeding you at this point in time. We thank you for trusting, because every time you come on, that means that you are trusting what God is saying to you. Even if it does not pertain to you, you are still trusting. You're still in a place, an act of obedience, that you have made some type of commitment to God, and God is seeing that you're continuing to be obedient to what you have, the commitment that you have made. And he will sit, trust and believe, where there's a need and you're telling the Holy Spirit about it, he's going to address that need. So I sit and say to you on today, have a beautiful, glorious weekend. Remember, you don't have to go out there and do things so hard. Come on back on with us Sunday morning. Hear the word of God, that Apostle Temple or whomever God may choose to be in that spot that day. Hear the word of God so you can apply it into your life. Again, we just thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we leave you with peace, love, and happiness on this beautiful Friday. Enjoy your weekend, but just do it knowing that the Holy Spirit is leading you and guiding you. Have a great one.